Meanwhile, an international conference sponsored by the Pontifical Academy for Life began today at the Vatican. It is focusing on the Christian conscience in the support of the right to life. Charles Collins has this report.
What if you were a civil judge and ordered to perform a marriage ceremony for two homosexuals? Or a medical student forced to perform an abortion as part of your training? Examples like these are beginning to happen in the world today, and the president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, Bishop Elios Skrecha, says this meeting is trying to help Christians exercise conscientious objection.
Specialmente si tengono presenti molti problemi nuovi.
He says traditionally there were two types of conscientious objection, to military service and to abortion and sterilization. But now there are many, saying that it's not easy in today's modern society to exercise a Christian conscience.
Identificazione della coscienza cristiana.
One participant is Professor Jean Lafitte of France.
The conscientious objection is a right, a fundamental right linked with the personal freedom of the every human person. And so it's important that people meet, think about it, and in the political action, social action, medical action, there is always the possibility of giving the testimony of the respect, service, and promotion of human life.
Protecting one's conscience may turn into one of the major human rights issues of the 21st century. I'm Charles Collins.